Riding the storm out here in Ubley, indeed. We haven't seen lightning in 9 minutes. The glass is half full, or at least the water gauge is half full this far. It's really coming down here now in Ubley. Well, folks, it's time for a little education here from your Uncle Clark. Here are the MHSA rules as far as delay due to lightning. Like we said before, if lightning is observed or even thunder, it must not have been heard for 30 minutes. That's why the clock keeps resaying at 30 minutes. After that, though, delays for contests scheduled after 3 p.m. must not exceed 1.5 hours, so 90 minutes. Delays on nights not followed by school for all the competing teams may be longer by mutual agreement of participating schools. Depending on what Memphis and Ubley want to do, we could be here till 3 a.m. if we really wanted to. I don't think that's going to be the situation. It must be a mutual agreement of all participating schools and the officials. A postponed contest shall be rescheduled on a date and time mutually agreed by the schools involved. A decision to resume this contest within time frame must be made by the officials who shall consult the home team administration and visiting school administration present at the contest. The home school is responsible for facilities and will be given priority consideration in the final decision if there is non-consensus among the three parties. The final decision shall consider liability and conditions of facilities as well as future schedules need to play the contest, and finally, the quality of all other options. MHSA tournament policies, of course, can be superseded if there are more stringent local penalties and rules in place, which we haven't heard anything thus far. So, as of right now, we're just kind of riding this one out. We haven't seen lightning. And, oh, what's the clock say? 11 minutes now, 19 minutes to go, and we're back out on the field. But one flash of lightning or one sound of thunder can reset everything out. We're looking at a beautiful empty field. Wish we could see about 22 players out there. But in the meantime, a little AC/DC. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. The game of the week is now the weather of the night. Keep locked on. AC/DC Thunderstruck on a classic Friday night of football here. We are under a lightning delay in Hubley. We haven't seen lightning in 16 minutes, though, so that is a good sign for us here. Hubley has the lead by 10 as when the delay went into place. 30, Memphis 20 in the third quarter. Just started the second half. Other scores we have in the area, Cass City 16, Sandusky 12. We believe that one was in a delay as well. Marlette was delayed in the third quarter with 2 minutes left and some minutes and change. Marlette leading Brown City 19-12, but Brown City was marching down the field when the call came in to put everyone in the locker rooms. Right now, Memphis is trailing by 10 to Ubley, and you're tuned to WLAW. Keep it locked on right here, your home for high school football and all your hits and classics of yesterday and today. Right now, CCR, have you ever seen the rain? Well, I think there's about 800 people here that are feeling the rain. Keep locked on, 102.1.